LIN, listening.
AQ4 LIN, N4 ZLK. My name is Shane. Good afternoon.
Name's David. Just checking in to make sure this handy talkie's still working.
If you will tell me your name again, I'm mobile, and I've had some noise in the cab and missed it.
David.
Nice to meet you. How long have you had your call?
Since I use this, I was just wanting to make sure it was up and working.
Not working. You sound good. A little bit of white noise, but that's to be expected on an HD, unless you're right next or right near the repeater. So, but you sound good, David. Have a good one to you. N4 ZLK.
ZLK, KR4ACR.
Barry, N4 ZLK. Hope you're having a good day, or had a good day.
I start saying, please tell me it's over.
I just backed under my last trailer, but I have to wait for them. Last night it was 7:30 before they finished. I'm hoping I can talk them into letting go a little earlier.
What do you do, swap the trailer?
Drop in the morning. They don't want it left overnight. So I drop an empty in the morning and come back and pick it up later.
That's what I mean, yeah, they load it. Okay. Yeah, I heard you're off next week. I've been hearing you talk about that.
Well, as I talk so much about it, I'm looking forward to it.
Do I have good weather?
Right now, they're calling for showers almost every day. Thunderstorms and afternoon showers, and I don't know, we'll see. It'd be my luck. If I try to do an outdoor project where I need it to be nice all day long, that won't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you would, if you were planning to be off, you would look at the weather. I hadn't even looked at the weather that far ahead.
Since they started posting it, you know, most of them do like a 10-day forecast. And it's not always accurate because it can change pretty drastically, but it hasn't changed much. It's still calling for rain just about every day.
Hopefully you can find something good to do with your time.
Besides stuff to do, I can paint on the inside. Got a couple back bedrooms, and the hallway is the last thing we need to paint on the inside. And just had a new roof put on and new skylights. I got a little bit of trim out in the inside, which I told them I would do that because I already needed to replace a couple pieces. So there's always stuff to do.
Heard that.
Monday off.
I suppose, yeah. That's the plan, yes. I have not heard anything, but we have historically taken that day, yes.
I guess there could be something very urgent medically or something. I don't know if you guys do that or not, but I guess there could be something that somebody would be willing to pay to have picked up and delivered on the holiday.
Well, one of our, we got two companies, and one of them specializes in the medical hotshot, and they've got a real big client, so they will be on call for them on Monday.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes a lot of sense, because that kind of stuff never stops.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, they don't even get to charge extra for the holiday. It's kind of like if you want the business, you got to do it.
I guess that makes sense. Because they don't get holiday pay. They're just working. I mean, you're in some of those jobs. You don't get holiday pay.
Some of the different employees that work holidays, they give them another day off sometime. But anyway, they don't own the medical stuff usually.
For organs or anything like that, for organ transplants?
We have. Not a lot, but we have, you know, in years past.
I've heard that we delivered one time, and it was obviously a special case. But the Atlanta Zoo, or the Atlanta Aquarium, got two whale sharks shipped over from Asia somewhere, and UPS delivered them. They had a special trailer. That was, goodness, back in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s.
It's 25, 30 years ago. company. I had a guy call me from like New York or somewhere way off, and his soon-to-be fiance was here in Spartanburg. Anyway, the long and short of it is he had us pick him up at a hotel in Spartanburg on Christmas Day, and believe it or not, I did it, but on Christmas Day, we found this huge box, put him in a box, and we delivered that guy to his girlfriend's house.
Pretty ingenious. Oh, wow. I bet she was surprised.
Oh, yeah. Me and my two boys, you know, went and did it.
Worth doing it.
It was fun in the grand scheme of things, but, yeah, just things you remember.
Anything like that. We did have a guy that, well, he shipped a package up from Florida, and it was leaking or something. They opened it up, and it was a baby alligator. Legal to ship it.
Oh, well. Surprise, surprise, right?
Luck, ship something like that, and it would leak, you know, give it away. I have delivered drugs, marijuana, about 3 weeks in a row, and everything was suspicious about it. The first couple times, it was like, it's kind of weird. Third and fourth time, I was like, something's wrong here. So we talked to the police about it, and sure enough, it was marijuana coming in, and they arrested some people.
How many things actually get through the systems without being caught?
A lot more than we realize, but they are getting better. I see the local detectives out here all the time, and talking to the guys in charge of the kind of head leading up the security, and he said they have a good handle. They get contacts from people all over the country. Hey, we've been watching these guys, and they ship some packages, and we know where it's going. It's headed your way, and be ready for it. So they're really cracking down on that kind of stuff.
Well, they should. So just a curiosity, I remember hearing y'all talk about the wedding of one of your kids or whatever. Was that not held in Spartanburg?
It was supposed to be at the Table Rock Lodge, and they had the wildfire there, and we were able to move it to the Cleveland Park there in Spartanburg.
That's all I was going to ask you. Where was it in Spartanburg? Yeah, I was just curious. Nosy, I guess.
I've talked about it on the air, so... That actually made the third wedding we had there. My oldest son was married there, and then my youngest daughter, when she got married, she wanted to get married there. And you know, my daughter, she's my oldest daughter, she was going to get married at Table Rock, and it didn't work out. So we called them to try it, see if they had anything available, and they didn't think they did. He checked the calendar, and lo and behold, I mean, we were only 2 weeks out. And he said, oh, yeah, I've got the evening free. So we were able to have it there.
Well, cool. I'm glad that worked out.
Venue, and the weather was perfect. And it's a very reasonable. It's not like one of these wedding venues now where you pay $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 for it. This was, we had it for 10 hours. I think it cost about $1,500.
That my youngest son, they were wanting to get married and whatnot, and I told them I'd give them $500 just to go to the courthouse. So they did. And then about a year later, they still wanted to have a wedding.
Is that okay? Yeah, you know these young people. Oh, goodness. They dream about it all their life, I guess. Up until that point, when they're little, especially the girls, they want to have a big ceremony.
Well, it was the girl, definitely. My son, I don't think he cared so much, but she did. But they paid for it. I only paid the $500, so.
We'll give you this much to elope. It's fun, though. We had a good time. We had a good party. A lot of good people there, and they all had a very nice time. That's what counts.
Exactly.
Married, it was, you know, nothing against the church, you know, I go to church, but it was very stiff and formal, and the little tiny, you know, little, what do they call it, reception down in the basement, and just finger foods, and then you say hello and goodbye, and then you're gone, and that was it. So we wanted to make it more of a really good celebration.
A lot of people doing that, this same couple that I'm referring to, they actually looked at a venue somewhere out in Greer. I don't even remember what it's called, but we went out there with them to look at it. And it was way out 290 towards, like, North Greenville. I don't remember where it was, but they actually looked there, but then didn't end up doing that. They got married at a place in downtown Greenville, but I couldn't even tell you what the name of that was.
Wedding venues all over now. People taking old barns, and or they have property and they'll build something on there just strictly for wedding and functions, you know, parties and things like that. And you can do some, you can make some money. I've seen some where you actually have little cabins for all the wedding party to stay on, and some of those you actually have to rent everything. You got to, and you have to use their caterer and all that, but you end up spending a lot of money doing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe we got in the wrong business.
I mean, if I had the room and I could pay somebody to do all the planning, that'd be it. But I would, I wouldn't want to be doing it. That's a lot of work.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm not into all that kind of stuff anyway, but that's just kind of the thing of today, what everybody does.
And all the planning, pretty much, you know, with my daughters. But she did all the, she got all the food, and we had some friends that she works with, a lady and her daughters, and they did all the setting up and handing it out and serving and all that, and they did a wonderful job. But it was a lot of work on my wife. She did an amazing, amazing job.
And she wanted it to be just right, so yeah, I'm sure she did.
I've seen her ironing tablecloths, and I kept telling her, every wedding we went to that wasn't, you know, we haven't been to a lot, but it wasn't family. I point out the tablecloths. Look, they're not ironed. They've got wrinkles all over them. Look at them. And she was ironing every one of the tablecloths.
And I'm sure she gave you a look when you said that.
I'm used to it.
Remember, that was like an old house over there in downtown Greenville. That it was a, you know, a wedding venue, but I don't have a clue what the name of that was.
Used to have a place right on the Reedy River that was an old, I can't remember what it is. It was, I think they've turned it into a venue now, but it was just kind of open air brick structure with all the, no windows, a bunch of archways right on the Reedy River. That's a neat little place there too, right below the Peace Center.
Yeah, that wasn't it. I cannot remember. It was over there off of maybe East North Street, but anyway.
A very large house back in there off of East North Street, between East North and East Washington. I'm wondering if that's where it is. I think that's been turned into a venue.
Like I say, you know, we didn't really have anything to do with the planning of that, so I really don't. All I had to do was show up and bring one of the grandsons with me.
Weddings, when you just have to show up and you don't have to do anything. Planning for those girls, that's a lot of work.
I agree.
Saw my tractor down in Easley, so you're all over up the upstate, I guess.
Yeah, you were there again today.
Caught me. What, do you go to the same place on Friday?
I just thought that was ironic, as I'll get out when you were telling somebody that earlier that I saw you on two Fridays. No, I don't personally, I don't drive the trucks every day necessarily, but we had one of the truck drivers off this week and two of the van people out, and I just had a mess. And one of the guys this morning got delayed over at GE. I know you can't believe that. But anyway, got delayed, and so I ended up getting in the truck. So I had to go there again, and it basically goes right by where you go to eat lunch.
Funny. I have a few places I eat, and mainly because it's a car. And well, there's some places I can park, but the food is terrible, so I don't go there. But there are a few places I can park and get to, and two or three of them, they've just got a couple things that I like, but That Two Bros Pizza, man, they've got all kinds of stuff. Everything I've had, I've liked, and I have a delivery every day at the other end of that parking lot, so it's very convenient to just make the delivery and then, you know, park down, move down a little bit in the parking lot and eat lunch.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, sounds good. I mean, I saw the, I didn't know which place you were in, but I saw the truck because I thought about it when I passed there and looked over there, and there it was. But you weren't in it, so I kept going.
Mexican place beside there, and my brother and I met my brother there, and neither one of us liked what we had. I like Mexican food, but it's got to be really good, and I don't know. It was a big turnoff, and I'm like, well, I don't think I'll come back here. I'm sure they've got other stuff that I would like, but it's too convenient to go to the other place.
You like KR4ACR?
There's nothing worse than wasting your lunch money on something that turns out to be not any good. If you see me down there, stop in, because I won't be in the other place. You'll know where I am.
Well, if I'd have seen you out there, I was going to stop by there and speak to you, but again, I didn't know where you were anyway. I wasn't going in there for anything. I was just going to speak to you if you were in the truck.
Yes, I'd be happy to shake your hand. It's always nice to meet people I've talked to on the radio, meet them face-to-face.
Question, you may not have any knowledge, but do you know, I mean, the Caesars Ed repeater, do you know where it is in reference to those Skywarn repeaters that are on Caesars Head?
I know this repeater is on the WYFF television tower. If you look up, if you see actual Caesars Head, it's kind of just barely to the right. If you're going up 276, you'll pass it before you get to the state park. But I do not know where the Skywarn repeater is located.
That is, you know, when I first set the radio up, there's just a lot of repeaters that are listed that say Caesars Head Mountain that I've never been able to bring up, so I didn't know.
I don't either, because as far as I know, I mean, that's the only big tower up there. I mean, I know they don't have to be up on a huge tower, but there are several up there, 440 and everything, and they may be on the same one, same tower. I'm not sure.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. I was just curious if you knew. I had never asked anybody that question.
So, if you ever hear K9OH, Billy, he's the one that manages that repeater or owns it or whatever. I think he lives down in Anderson. If you ever hear him on the radio or hear him on that frequency, he'd be the one to ask.
Well, ironically, I heard him one night several weeks ago when they had some storms, and I was actually listening to the Tryon repeater, but they had them linked up, and I actually heard him. I didn't know his name was Billy, but I heard the KNOH or whatever.
OH. He's done a lot for amateur radio all over the state.
I'm just thinking that if I can't, I mean, even when I'm in Greenville, if I can't bring the repeaters up, I don't really need them in my radio.
There is so many repeaters now. There are so many repeaters now from when I first got into this. And there's some now that I can't reach. I could, you know, out here where I am. I'm down towards Piedmont. But when I lived in Simpsonville, there was some up there in the Asheville, Hendersonville area that I could hit, but I can't hit them from my house now because I've got the ridge there, Caesar's Head Ridge, that blocks me from getting over the mountain.
And there's actually one listed at Simpsonville, too, a repeater, that there's several in Lawrence. Anyway, if you go by a repeater book or whatever, that I've never been able to bring up, so they may not be on the air anymore.
It used to be on, and I'm not sure exactly where it was located, but I used to use it to talk to a couple guys down there when we lived down there. But I don't think it's on the air anymore. I haven't heard it. I tried it several times over the last few years and couldn't pull it up, so I'm wondering if it's not even on the air.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be a possibility. I'm going to let you go. I'm fixing to go through that stretch that I went through almost close to my house. It's a low place, and I couldn't hear you. So I'm going to go ahead and clear out now. And I hope you have a good week off, good Memorial Day. Nice chatting with you. One day I'll shake your hand. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, enjoyed it. Enjoyed talking to you. You have a good weekend as well and a good holiday. And be careful driving out there. We will talk to you later. KR4ACR, N4ZLK, 73.